recycling is good for everybody.
My computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
And if you missed any part of the show, don't forget, you can listen to the audio archives or visit all of the resources we've posted at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and viola, as they say.
Viola?
Or is it bada bing, bada boom?
I think they say violin.
Violin. That's so beautiful.
It is.
That's a beautiful melody. Hey, by the way, we talked earlier in the show about the Cox Security Suite, and we started this discussion last week. And our intent was to come to you this week with a full report on this. Unfortunately, we haven't had enough data. We don't want to make any decisions based on a couple of machines, so bear with us, those of you that want to know, should I, shouldn't I? In the meantime, you can see all of our current recommendations. But we actually want to test this under about 8 or 10 different scenarios. So by next week's show, we should have that on there. And in fact, maybe that'll be next week's column for me so that I can really make sure that we've hit all those. So we've got a couple more machines we want to try it on before we come to you with our thoughts and review on this new free suite. It sounds pretty good. It looks pretty good so far, but we want to finish our testing before we report back to you. So please bear with us for one more week if you would.
Fret not, ye radio show listener.
Yes. We also had somebody else email in and say something about or ask something about a BIOS upgrade. He saw on a website that the problem he was having could be fixed if you update the BIOS. The BIOS is a basic input-output system. That's what BIOS stands for. Basically, it's a very core part of your computer's hardware. It's actually way before Windows kicks in, way before anything happens.
Actually, it's the weirdest thing ever. It's kind of hardware and kind of software.
It's very firm. Where, isn't it?
Yes.
Firm. Basically, it's hardware that has programming on it, some code on it. When you turn your computer on, you see it count up the memory and you see this stuff. Basically, it's accessing the BIOS. It's a very critical part of your computer, and it has a lot to do with whether your computer is going to work or not. apparently, this gentleman, Randy, saw that the fix for his problem was potentially this upgrade of the BIOS, which means you're going to actually update the code on that chip. Now, when it goes well, Randy, it's real simple, it's real quick, and a lot of times it does clear up a lot of problems. When it does not go well, tell them what they win, Mr. Pardo!
Well, you kind of got to ask yourself, Randy, do you feel lucky? Because if things go well, like Ken said, it's quick, it's simple, it's painless, and it's generally does a good job. But if it doesn't go well, that machine probably will not ever boot again.
It will actually destroy the machine. And the things that will cause it not to go well are, if for any reason the power goes off or something happens, during the time that you're actually uploading this new code to the BIOS, it will corrupt that BIOS chip.
So you wouldn't want to do it during, say, a rolling blackout.
That would not be good.
During an electrical storm of any kind.
You do not want to do this without backing up your critical files. Make sure you've got a good backup before you ever do any kind of a BIOS upgrade, because it can. It's one of those things, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be great. It's that 10th time. Usually it's when you haven't prepared for a major catastrophe. We have seen situations where people do a BIOS upgrade. It goes well. The machine boots, and what happens is Windows says, oh, this is a whole other computer, and starts automatically loading a bunch of new drivers for all this new hardware that it thinks it has, and then it suddenly causes Windows all kinds of problems that it didn't have before. So
carefully evaluate what problem you're trying to solve, and is it something that you really got to fix, or is it something maybe you can live with, at least for the time being? Because if it's something you could live with, you might want to consider doing it.
And Randy has not. He cannot. It says a computer locks up at any time with anything or nothing running. Doesn't matter. It's just real random. It even locks up when it's just starting to load Windows. So
as long as you've got a good backup, you probably don't have much to lose.
My only concern, Randy, is that I'm not sure that is the proper diagnosis. You could be having another issue that has nothing to do with the BIOS. And so this is one of those things that there's not a clear-cut answer for you. It's one of those things that without us physically seeing the machine, really hard to say what we recommend you do. But if you want to try the BIOS upgrade and it goes well, it's not going to hurt anything other than if it destroys your whole world.
Right, so the answer is yes, maybe, or no.
Correct. And hopefully that helps you, Randy. Oh, I love computers.
Yes, maybe, or no.
Hey, I'm sorry, but we got to be truthful. We got to tell you how it is, because we tell you yes and you do it, you're going to be mad at us. We tell you no, and it's like, What are you? You can't win.
If you missed any part of the show and you want to win, and you got to win.
You're a winner. All of you are winners because you listen to the show.
To be a winner, come to our website, datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section. You can see all the links to all the things we talked about. And until next time, if it ain't fixed, don't break it.
People are talking about the history making...